Right stand for the pledge. Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A moment of silence for all our service personnel and first responders. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Diana Morris.
Here.
Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
Director Robert Link.
Here.
Scott Nelson, a financial consultant.
Here.
And Ellen Kinfar.
Okay, first item is approval of the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes for April 19th. The regular board meetings for April 19th. Special board meeting minutes for the 21st, and reaffirmation of resolution for 2021 declaring the continuation of virtual meetings due to COVID-19. A motion, please.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
That's A, B, C, and D.
Mm-hmm. A, B, C, and D.
Motion to approve the following consent calendar items, A, B, C, and D, made by Director Morris and seconded by Director Davis. Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
And Director Link?
Aye. There's no awards, no warrants, no awards of contracts. Going to old business, item one, discussion action, review of adoption proposed financial budget of the fiscal year 22-23. You're on, Mr. Nielsen.
Thank you very much. Members of the board that don't know me, my name is Scott Nelson. I work with Cindy Byram at Ide Bailey, and I'm here to present to you our proposed budget for fiscal year 22-23. I will start off with Schedule A, which is the proposed detailed budget. Really quick, in case anyone's unfamiliar with the format, column A is shown as the adopted budget for the current fiscal year. Column B is our projection, where we project to end this current fiscal year. Column C is the proposed budget for next year, fiscal year 22-23. Column D shows the difference between our projected year end and our proposed budget for next year. And column E is showing the percent difference of the same. So those difference columns are showing our projected ending and proposed budget difference. That is not a budget-to-budget difference. Starting off in base rate, that's line three. That is our fixed service charge, budgeted based on current year projection with a 3% increase per the approved rate increase. Lines four and five, commodity sales, that's volumetric water and sales to DHPO. We have a 2% decrease. That is the result of a 5% decrease in consumption with the 3% rate increase as adopted. The DHPO capacity credit on line six, that is the credit that the district offered the DHPO at the very start of that contract, that is expiring this year in December. And so going onward, we will not see that credit, which will be a small bump to district revenues. Fire sales is increasing in proportion to the rate increase. Fees and charges, we see a significant increase there based on resuming late fee and fine collection that was paused last year due to COVID-19. Line nine, basic facility fees, that is budgeted for, that is where we budget for meter installations. Projected results for fiscal year 21-22, we see a lot higher than budget. That's due to unanticipated meter installations. We've had some pretty big meters installed this year. Budget for next year is based on the two pending applications for two new 5/8 meter installs. But we could always see more, and that would just be more of revenues for the district. Standby fees, line 10 and line 13, property taxes. Both of those lines are budgeted based on projected results for this fiscal year with a 1% increase. Cell tower lease income, that is increasing based on our contract, 2% annually. And interest income, We're seeing a spike there as well. That is due to interest that is charged on water bills. Again, paused last year, resuming this year, so we should see that return to more normal levels. Down to line 20, we start section on payroll. Director's fees, we have this bumped up from prior year budgets, assuming anticipated meetings the first part of this year. Management customer service, a few considerations in this line item. First of all, for all the union employees, they have the COLA that was adopted per the new contract with the union and a 5% adjustment across the board for those union positions. 3% that went into effect July 1st, 2022. We also have the new customer service rep part-time in this budget, as well as an increase or as a position change for the business admin assistant. Field workers, this line is increasing due to the union COLA and merit increases, as well as a anticipated filling the current vacant position. Employee benefit expense, that is increasing in line with the merit and COLA increases and the anticipated staffing. Payroll tax as well, that's increasing with the increased staffing considerations. As we get into operational expenses, to speak a little globally here on our budget, in years past we've used an inflation factor of around 2%, but given the way things have been this last year, this budget assumes an inflation factor of 5%. So that's what you'll see through many of our line repairs, well maintenance, security costs, facility wells, T&D, other. Lab fees, we see a spike as we anticipate some additional testing relating to well one coming back online. And then on line 31, for utilities wells, our assumption for inflation for electricity is higher than our standard assumption. We have that at 6.7%. That's per the estimate we got from Edison. And we also are assuming some more increased electric costs relating to well one operating again. Office expenses, I'll call out a few lines here, but in general these are increasing by that 5% inflation factor over our projection for this year. Utilities office on line 39, that line includes not only our office gas and electric, but also cleaning service. So the jump there is due to the new service cleaning contract. I think that was discussed a bit previously. Line 46, computer services, that is increasing by 11% per the new contract rate from Ascent. Office storage on line 47, that's for the former storage site, not being used anymore, so we should not see any cost there. Down to support services, starting at line 52. In general, these are increasing by inflation as well. Some of the smaller ones, the 5% rounding can make it show up as 6%. Website support, we're just keeping that a prior year budget at the $500. And line 58, insurance, we're seeing this across all the agencies I work with the increased fire risk in the last year, everyone's seeing a pretty sizable spike in insurance, anywhere in that 20 to 30%. So that's on par. That's the quote for our renewal that we got this month. Looking down to lines under line 62, service tools and equipment, same thing here, generally using our 5% inflation assumption for smaller lines like line 65, employee uniforms. Small increase, $100 increase over our projected results makes that percentage. It's just a rounding thing, makes it show up like 10%.
I didn't get no shirt. I didn't get no uniform.
I didn't see you handing out flyers like those other two were the other day. I saw them.
Let me see here. Non-operating expenses overall on line 76, only a change of $100. It's just miscellaneous bad debt expense and the loan processing fee. No real change to speak of there. That should be static. Capital projects on line 79, I will discuss once we look at the bottom line here. We have an additional schedule for capital this year, which is sort of a change from how we presented in the past. But given the increased capital activity and the grants that we're anticipating in the, through the next fiscal year, we decided to add that schedule on so we can monitor that activity in better detail than showing it as a line on this profit and loss report. Debt service principal, line 80, that's increasing with the new financing for the truck. I will note, however, this is the last year for, I believe, the Zion debt, and that will fall off. And then DWR loan falls off in fiscal year 26-27. So we're in the final years there, and then that debt will sunset and free up a little operating cash for the district. So before we talk overall, let's look at the capital budget, and then we can come back and discuss the bigger picture. Any questions? Happily take questions on that before I dive into capital.
I have a question on line 35, engineering services. Why is that going down 20 grand?
So we had, there was a lot of inspections related to the Well 1 rehabilitation, and we also in prior years sort of had a allowance there, or a, what's the word I'm looking for here? A buffer that for anticipated engineering that we thought was excessive at this point, so we're getting down to more more realistic number.
I know we had talked, and this is, okay, I know we had talked about maybe outsourcing a grant writer or something. Would that be budget that we could reallocate towards that?
I got some information that I'm working on, so we can kind of hold up on that, okay? As far as all we discuss it in those sessions. Mm-hmm. All right.
So if we are looking,
not on that one, but back on the engineering, or the 20,000 that she picked up on, we're going to be putting a test well in just up the street here, which means potentially a drilling a regular well once that's done with. So there's going to be some stuff on there. I don't know how the budget was kind of like had a good buffer in it, so we haven't been reaching and using that up.
Generally, no. In previous years, I believe it was set around that just over $100,000 mark, and we've been using $20,000, $30,000 every year.
So it was a big bumper.
Okay. And the budget for the last fiscal year, you know, was set at $113,000, I believe, because in fiscal year 2021, we exceeded it slightly, but then that created this bigger buffer that we're not using this year.
All right.
So looking at the capital budget schedule, so we have two sections on this report. We have reserve funded projects, that's lines 2 through 9, those will be funded out of district reserves. The second section on there, lines 10 through 21, are our grant funded projects. If you look at line 21, you can see net grant funded projects is all zeros across because these projects we intend to fully fund grants, so it should not be spending any district reserves to complete these. Well and tank repairs, line 3, that's related to the Bonita vault rehab, as well as, sorry, my notes over here, and recoding of tank 2. Customer shutoff valves, that project's estimated around $40,000. Meter replacements, that's an annual program. We always keep around $20,000 to continually work on changing out customer meters.
We're way behind on that too, aren't we?
Yeah.
What about the valves?
Customer valves we're way behind on, but truly that's mostly on the east side. But we are really, I'm saying 75% we have new meters in. I have a whole list of all the endies that need to be changed out. The guys are going to look at it and see which ones need to be placed first, but we're not as far behind as you think we are.
No, it's okay. I know there were some issues on some things, and I had talked to you guys about check valves.
They looked into it. They're ordering some. We are going to do it when we replace every meter now. Put a check valve.
Okay. What I'm doing is for system contamination reduction, putting child on, I asked them to put check valves in when we're putting in a customer shutoff valve or meter, so that in the event, especially with swamp coolers and horse people, if we get a backflow, we could get contamination into the water. So,
it's not that expensive. We checked into the pricing and it was very feasible. So.
Okay. So I'm just, these are some things that I had talked with the people about doing that I needed. I was telling them that she's got a lot of stuff to get to.
I wrote, ran the report and I figured we're not that far behind. So it's not that, doesn't look that dire, put it that way. In a matter of 3 to 4 years, we will have everyone's done. That's nothing compared to.
And I believe that is, and it showed on line 6, the customer shutoff valves. That's a newer program. I think total cost, we estimated around $120,000, and to spread that over the next 3 years, kind of like you mentioned.
Correct.
And then the service utility truck, I believe that truck was originally going to be anticipated this year, but purchase was occurred in this year, so the expense will be in fiscal year 21-22. And then the grant-funded projects, they're explained more in detail in the narrative. The isolation valves, the groundwater well improvements, and then the tank recoatings, and the Broadway main gate valve funded by their various grants. Any questions on that capital schedule? I just have a few more remarks on kind of a global level. So if we look at the bottom line of the budget down on line 82 of that first of Schedule A, so proposed budget for next year would show, forgive me, I was looking at the wrong line, but there we go. Net income loss for next year, that's line 88. We show a net loss of $55,100. Hold on, I think I know my problem. That'd be line 82. Sorry, I had something expanded on my end. Line 82. Sorry, hopefully that wasn't going on through the rest of my... hopefully the rest of my lines were panning out. So we show projected ending cash, so our ending cash 6/30/23 would be around $1.035 million. If we look at that per the MBS rate study, we are ahead in this first year. A lot of that is due to the timing of when some of this capital is getting washed through. And it does put us, that puts us below our reserve target. Our reserve target would be around 1.135, so about 100,000 beneath our reserve. Looking outward, we always do 10-year projections in line with our budget preparation. In a 5-year horizon, the district is right about in line with their reserve policy. We're just below it, but not too far behind, based assuming rate increases of around 3% like we've been at. Yep. Happy to answer any other questions or provide more clarity on anything that's needed.
Fuel is going to go up.
Well, that was one thing that I had brought up earlier with fuel. Uh-huh. Like, what line item is fuel on?
Fuel is...
$64.
Yeah, vehicle fuel line 64. That is a note that we discussed briefly in the Finance Audit Committee. We have an assumption of 5%, which is the same as our inflation assumption, which I know, given the way fuel is looking right now, that number seems a little light. There is the consideration we have a vacant truck right now. And we might be seeing some decreased mileage from the one other position that would have a vehicle. So it might flush through that way. We could also consider a higher assumption, maybe a 10% assumption on fuel.
Yeah, we're not paying for fuel perfect.
Yeah, but it's kind of gone up a little bit.
Well, I think we need to do the 10% increase because one of the things I did because of the on-call situation now, what I did was authorize the guy to take the, if they choose to take the Uber car. This way, they can drive home, and if they get a call, they're compensated for their fuel. They're getting a perk, and it's not a taxable perk because they are on call, so they get to use the vehicle. And it's a way of saying thank you for them because they're being on call instead of just on a weekend here and there. They're on call for 2 weeks at a time, each person. They're shifting, and there's only two of them. So I've got to be trying to make them a little bit happy.
Can we have the Uber fare cleaned out?
It's a filthy pig.
Yes, I have a number of a detailer that I will get to you.
It has hay in it. It has dogs. You can tell the dog there.
In what? In the what vehicle?
The Uber car, they call
the little,
it.
Oh. The little car.
The meter reader car.
Oh, yeah. You
so
for
meter
reader.
Evelyn's car.
Yeah, I was driving it the other day. I think it's so
cute. They used it? I never seen them use it.
Yeah.
No, it was Calvin's other vehicle.
Oh, he was using it to go home and back, huh? Okay.
So if we increase that line to 10%, it puts budget to $15,300. It doubles the increase. We saw $700 increase. Now it's up to $1,400.
I'd rather be over on gas.
Yeah. And I don't see it coming down.
No. So that could be their daily driver to and from work when they're on
call.
On call.
Well, once we get it,
because that's got to be cheaper than the on call come in for mileage and back.
Well, it's
and gas is ridiculous.
Well, the other thing too is he's on call for 2 weeks, right? And so now it's like they're checking the tanks at 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, right? So that's interrupting their personal time. They're getting compensation financially when they're on call. An hour or something a night, or
it's an hour and a half for a weekday, and then it's 4 hours total for the weekend.
Okay, it's not a lot for the commitment that they're giving, so I figured we'll let them drive the car home. We'll get it cleaned. But they can drive the car. They have the choice to drive the car home. If not, they get paid mileage to come in. But I just, it's kind of a.
It's a perk.
It's a perk and it's a thank you. In my opinion, it's a thank you for what you're doing for the district. So that's why I did that. Okay.
Good job, Robert.
Show appreciation.
Huh?
Yeah. Show appreciation.
Yes.
He likes Clay uses it. Dave doesn't use it, but Clay uses it. This is a win-win for me. I mean, he has a gas truck that takes a lot of gas.
I get it. I like it too.
Yeah.
I'll get you the number for the guy that I used to clean my car before I sold it. He did a really good job.
Okay. When we do the oil change next time,
I was going to say, we take him to Highland Springs.
I was going to say,
just do it.
This guy will come here, and he'll take 3 or 4 hours, 5 hours, whatever it takes.
Okay. I'm just saying, we all get in that thing, and we go, oh, my God. Every one of us goes, oh, my God. And then they go, look in the trunk, and there's hay in there, this in there, and we're going,
damn.
Yeah,
it's
not
here.
There's no
dead body.
Maybe pizza.
Anyone else? Any other questions?
There you go.
I'm doing it now, too.
Because it's supposed to go back down, but not until November.
What, yes?
Yeah. Nothing ever goes down.
Were we going to talk about payroll for line 22, or is that something in the budget today, or is that something on the agenda for the thing earlier?
We'll discuss some of that tomorrow.
Okay.
I wanted to do some of these things in closed sessions that we could discuss things without them being on the agenda necessarily, but I could also give you some thought processes. Okay, that's kind of why I did with that. Because not having a GM right now and having to figure out what we're going to do and stuff. So, but also, I would like, and it's not on track, but write up a letter of appreciation to the staff on hand for stepping up?
From you?
From the board.
Okay. I'll make it good.
I know where they are.
Okay. The what? The letter?
Appreciation.
Of
yeah. Their certificate. I know exactly where they are.
Well, I'm just...
I'm going to write it all about me.
I asked her, is it so less stress lately? She goes, yeah. I said, good, I need something you to do something. So stressed right now. Anyway. Any other questions for our thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Really nice seeing you again.
No problem.
Anytime you want to get bored and want to come and work in that office for a couple hours, let me know.
We gotta accept it.
We can do that.
We can approve it now, but it has to be approved by next meeting, right, Scott?
That's correct. That's correct. We can approve today, or I know there's kind of some considerations going on. It can also, as long as we do it at next meeting.
I'd like to talk.
Okay.
Freely tonight, yeah. And then we can.
All right, we'll do that. We'll table it until no action tonight. We'll do that next week, next month.
By the first of next month. How's that? The first week.
She's always got more.
The next board meeting should be on schedule for the 21st of June.
Sorry,
I know
this one is Scotland. I have it on my calendar.
Next item is.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Accent Computer Solutions adjusted rates or to approve or direct staff to research and other IT support.
So I looked into. I know you guys were asking about all the little details on that. The Accent invoice. I asked them about it, I looked into it, and it turns out that some of the, so at first line on the invoice where it says protect all IT, quantity 11, that's for the users here at the district, like people who have desktop users here at the district, and it turns out we were paying for some employees from like years past, for I don't know how long we were paying for them. So we removed those, and then also down on the mailbox, an office one where it says there are 16, they were charging us double for that too. For some reason it was calculating twice, so they removed that. And it decreased the bill around $650. So it ended up being, yeah. So thank you guys for pointing that out. And then I also asked some of the other, I reached out to I think about four or five different agencies around here on which tech companies they're using, but only two responded. And I put them on the little memo here in the board packet. So the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency, they use Lenity Tech, and they pay about $1,500 per month. And then Mission Springs Water District, they didn't give me an exact amount of how much they pay, but they do pay per hour for their services. So, and it was around $85 per hour plus somewhere around $20 per user and then $60 per server. They didn't give me an amount of how much they typically spend.
That doesn't sound like it has a backup plan.
And I'm just saying, we've had change three times since I've been here for 15 years. It's a freaking nightmare to change our computer systems out. I mean, they have to come and pull everything out. They have to bring in all new computers. It's a month of really complete hell when we do it. I believe Potick was getting 2,000, the ones that we didn't pay the security and have the crash with. So if you can even get these guys down to 2,500, you should keep them. And I don't like Accent. I don't like them, but to change is a nightmare.
But if something goes wrong, do they support you?
They have a backup, and they have the backup.
But if something goes wrong with your computers and suddenly you can't access something, do they help?
Yeah. All you do is call them and they come out and fix it.
There has been times where they take a little while, but I've never had it where a problem ends up not going, getting fixed. Like, they do always fix it.
I don't like them, mind you, but between getting whole new servers in and everything, I would keep them and deal with what I have to do. It's a lot of work. You just cannot believe the effort.
It really is.
Well, we have...
I mean, we have like 10 computers in here. They have to change everything out. They take everything out of the bathroom. They take everything.
And yet at my last job, we ran all the new programs.
Yes.
So is that about $2,900 per month, or is that?
Yes.
What did you bring it down to?
That's what it came down to.
So that's $600 less a month?
Yeah, so this is how much around what it should be per month.
And incorporate that into the budget? Yeah.
Did you tell them the $600 less? I did not.
Okay. Well, the thing too is, though, is it's cheaper than an employee, having an IT person. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, and they come and help you. They do. If you have to be forceful and tell them what's going on, and they will come and right out and help you.
As they should, for that case.
Exactly. I'm with you, Sarah.
Okay, so I'm making a motion.
Yes, motion to approve.
I make a motion that we approve the new Accent computer
contract
with the adjusted changes that Evelyn made.
I second it.
Okay, so motion to approve the new Accent computer contract made by Director Gorgo.
With the $600
with
raise.
The
okay.
Made by Director Gorgo and second by Director Tincher. Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
And Director
Aye. When are you retiring?
Not for 2 years. You can't get rid of me.
Oh, no, I was just thinking maybe we'll make you the GM.
Oh, no.
She's happy now. What are you talking about? You're
comfortable right there.
I'm still talking with you guys.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me a bit. You guys do not bother me a bit, so.
Recorded. Okay, next item, San Gregorio Pass Regional Water Alliance update by Director Morris and or
you write your notes?
No, because we ended up going over it. It was just the
thing
that they
helped
us.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Tomorrow. What can it be for today?
Well, we technically opened our meeting, but we changed.
Yep.
Okay. Community Action Committee update. I saw them outside. What happened to them?
Yeah, they're, they need to do all their work. They need a lot of work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They do.
They have about 45 property owners that are interested as of right now. They need, in the block of 90, they need 80%. In order to be able to move forward. So they need at least 25 more people, but that's just for phase one. And they're going to be charging approximately $240 to $250 per square foot as of right now, if someone's wanting to go in on that, and that covers the house, the utilities, everything.
So if you have like a 12,000 square foot home, it's going to cost about $280,000.
Yeah.
For the home. But that's
for 12,000 square foot?
Yes. A very small
home. 1,200.
I was going to say, you're building a mansion.
Yeah. So it's going to be about 280,000, and that's going to include all the everything. Electricity, gas, water.
Sewer?
No. We don't have sewer, but they're going to have to put sewer and a plant out there to have that out there.
Part of the closed section discussion.
Yeah, they really have a lot of work to do on it.
Yeah,
they're like on the way bottom.
Yeah, they wanted to know how long before
before we could get moving, and I was just like, well, how many people do you have interested?
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing that.
Did you understand what I was trying to say?
Yeah.
I was trying to say, this guy's fine. He's making money. This guy's making money.
These poor people can't afford the lot for $5,000. How are they going to spend a $300,000 home?
Yeah.
And how are they going to make the payments and keep it?
And
I was trying to be nice about it.
And they're locked in with U.S. Bank, and they're saying that everybody's guaranteed free approval and stuff.
That's not how it works.
No.
It doesn't work that way.
No. Not unless they want to put their neck on the line for everybody's free approval.
Exactly. Next item is operations report by the staff.
Okay.
I'm supposed to make this short and sweet. We did the Bonita Olive service. The RAISE project that we've been working on, that was good. Thomas Service is done. We have bought the 2010 thing up to where we need to be. We are reinstalling the Majestic properties on Maxine and Dade. Delgado report, the state board report, online, place sent it in. Inventory for the audit is finished. Banning agreement signed by both sides, just happened this week. Property for the new well site went great. Engineers and the new owner, or the owner, are happy with what we're deciding. The CCR report that we sent into the state, Evie got off, and we are up to date and ahead of schedule. It really didn't add another month to be done. The EAR report for the state was done and emailed also. Cyber class, Evie went to cyber class and updated all the people that have to be on the list. Kelvin was still on it, took him off. For anything that happens, hopefully never. Chick Flick is still interested in Hadley's, so we sent the stuff to the engineers, and they're going to get with their engineers. So hopefully we get something in there again. The gate blow off is finally done. Well one is back on track.
All the samples were good.
And we reached out for Travis to do the cleaning. So he's going to set up an appointment to do the cleaning on that. But everything went good with all the samples. So, and then we reached out for the insurance on well 2 from when that broke down. Evie filled out the paperwork. And the district will be reimbursed for $16,033 from that well.
Oh, nice.
And then the APP funding approved for the gate valve, it was approved today. So. All in all, the month was very productive, good moral. Have a couple of services installed next month after I get the money. I have two services for $9,036. They bought me half the money. I want the other half, then we'll put it in. The guys are working hard between well services, meter reading, fire flows, waivers, notaries, organizing flaggers, concrete cutting, and state reports. This team has accomplished more in this month than in the past six. We have had two call-outs, one was Stanley, and one was on a service, but that's the only thing we've had after hours. So, there you go.
Good job.
Short and sweet.
Thank you very much, and I really appreciate the help you guys are giving me.
You know what? We're enjoying working with each other again. We haven't enjoyed working with each other because it's just... been bickering, but we're getting along. We're liking working with each other. It's more fun for us, put it this way, because basically we're all different people, and that's just how the world goes. But we try to work together.
I'm gonna jump forward a little bit before you leave. Was the item about the truck? What was that? I thought I heard number two. Number two. Did you have any comment information about that?
The truck, I haven't talked to the guy yet because we never really got any information on what exactly was wrong with it. I'm just going to say the place that gave us the $9,000 quote, and it could be right on, but my son took his car down there and he got a $2,500 quote for a used one, $4,000 for a new one, and a friend of ours that used to work for the motor company is doing it for $750. So I'm just saying, I was going to have him look at all the paperwork and tell me what he could do it to, and we're in no hurry because he works another job Monday through Friday and it would be on weekends, but that's a big expense difference.
Right.
I mean,
what I had asked him to do was to look into a used engine replacement in that truck, and now we keep the truck as a backup because because we can't seem to find out what Toyota said was actually wrong with the truck.
So the original quote was from Toyota?
Correct, but they want, well, no, no, well, no, no, no.
The one that was like 17,000 or something
yes.
like that? Yeah, that was from Toyota. But they never gave us a really like detailed report. It was verbal with Calvin.
Yeah.
So that's what we were asking for, like an actual.
Calvin's old truck or something? Broke down?
The one that's broke down, right.
Mm-hmm. So that price probably included all the other stuff you wanted to do.
Don't know, so...
We don't know. We can't get them to answer. She's called at least 10 times.
I think I left.
I've called 3 times. I got a hold of somebody, and he said he'd get back to me, and they're not even answering our phone calls anymore. Seriously.
How are you?
So basically, I asked, there's a company down in Hemet that has been doing service on some of the other trucks and stuff, and asked them to get a phone call. You know, without seeing the truck or seeing what's wrong. Does that thing start at all?
Yeah, it'll start.
Run?
It'll move itself as well. It just, as soon as you go to like a certain amount of miles, it overheats and starts spewing.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe what Toyota said was a blown head gasket and possibly a cracked motor.
Possibly. Yeah. So another
they way. Didn't want to look into it though because Calvin said don't spend the money to look into it.
They give us like a really brief. Or there's like a little bit of detail, so we asked them for what exactly.
Oh, the truck overheated. I'm gonna get a new truck.
I don't know, I'm just saying we can't get a hold of the one guy, and his name is Alex Ruse. I know his name. I talked to him one time, and he has never answered my call yet.
He said he was going to send you something.
I know.
Send me something.
Send something. I said,
we could spend $500 or $1,000 on it and tear the heads off of it and inspect the block and see if there's a problem with the block. And if there's a problem with the block and we put an engine in, as he said, at $10,000 and we have a backup truck, which is better than the Chevy, right?
The one Dave's driving.
It's got more miles, but it's in better condition.
See, so.
Yeah. That's better.
So that's where I was at. So if you guys would put through that farther, please.
Plus you're talking about putting another person on. So
right.
You need another vehicle.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you. Kelvin used two vehicles. We have two extra vehicles in the parking lot without him. I laugh. Oh my God. I don't have room to park back here because we have all this room. Huh? It's sort of funny. I go, we got more vehicles than we have employees right now. We laugh at it.
All right, so, okay. Thank you very much for the report.
You're welcome.
And you can...
Thank you. I have a question. Are you going to make sure that Evie gets out okay, else I'll wait around till
no,
she's done?
No,
she's done. That's what I don't want.
I meant that for sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
Until she's down the street.
Yeah, actually, we kind of make sure she's... mean and there's nobody jumping out of the back seat.
Throw them in the back seat.
Thank you, Ellen.
Bye.
Next up, regular updates committee board to decide if two board members should meet with legal and engineering once per month or as needed for updates on CWD activity. Comments, thoughts? I don't, at this point, I don't think we need to do that. It things seem to be, the staff is doing well, they're keeping me informed, and if there's anything going on, I'll have them call you and tell you, because I can't. But everything is going well. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, this was just something that they reached out to me and they were like, oh, maybe the board is going to want to like meet up with engineering and legal just for updates. Because this happened, they contacted me like 2 days after the last board meeting, so they weren't sure how we were going to be able to handle it and stuff. But I think everything's been going pretty smooth.
Everything's working just fine.
Yes, it is. I met with them at the proposed test well site along with Clay and Dave were there. And everything went fine. I've talked with Chuck Krieger a couple of times. Everything's fine. Everything is, and I'm getting regular emails on this and that. It's just, most of it's just information. Things are going on. You could actually, if you want, I can forward these to you,
sure,
guys, if you would like. I'll put a forward list together, group list, and I'll forward all the emails that I get from engineering and stuff like that.
Can you do that? Or
no, I think
it
has to be done for
them.
I can do that.
And do we,
oh, they CC you on everything, too.
Yeah, pretty
okay,
much.
If you would
so
do that.
I don't know. I think everything.
Is that, well, wait, is that, I
just
wonder if that's,
just
if we're all getting the information throughout things that aren't the board meeting?
It's just it's updates about, like, the meeting. Okay, the meeting I went to at the supervisors today, it was about what was going to be discussed at that and what kind of meeting.
But shouldn't that be with the general manager? The report comes back to us? That, I don't know. Maybe that's
well,
the question.
I understand. It's a very...
Because as soon as somebody hits reply all on that, then we've got a problem.
If you want, I can either do two things. I can blind copy you guys so you can't see, you can't do reply all to each other, or maybe I just send it to two of you so then it's not three board members.
Well, then it would be given to somebody
else.
So
send it to one other person.
Yeah.
So it'd be Lincoln and Fincher then.
Okay. Well,
you
can do that. And then,
unless you want the email.
I don't have.
They're on the committee.
They're on the personnel committee.
That's what I'm saying. It'd be easier just to keep it.
Well, here's an example. From Nikki Valdivia. About the ARPA. I keep wanting to think of
AARP.
Yeah, that's because you're old and retired.
Quack.
I'm thanks for getting this to the agenda today. Blah, blah, blah. It was just a confirmation about the thing on the agenda. It's just informational items. The Prop 1 project, festival location from Travis. We have a productive meeting with the owner.
Yes, none of
but
that's
that
sensitive information.
No, but that's a day-to-day operation.
Yeah.
And that's what concerns me about board members getting the day-to-day operation.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm, you know, that's why we're
discussing it.
Okay. So we'll just leave it the way it is right now, sending them to me, and go ahead and forward them to Terry. Because if something were to happen to me, somebody has to be able to follow up.
So would it be better to have the vice board chair have them forward it?
I'm going to say that I'm not going to be able to address all those. I'm addressing emails all day, and emails always get.
I had discussed with, you know, when I was at the Board of Supervisors about day-to-day operation, you know, because everybody's worried, how is Cabazon going to deal with? And I'll discuss, we'll talk about it in closed session. Okay. Next item, we've given you kind of an idea to do on the truck on item two, on new business. Item three, the CSDA annual conference exhibitor showcase by the board. That's one of them things where they want us to go and spend money somewhere.
Yeah, this was brought up by Cindy, the...
Isn't it in Palm Desert this year? Or somewhere
Indian
local.
Rolls.
Yeah, somewhere local. Not like going to Tahoe. You know what I'm talking about. That was a long drive, man.
They didn't have an actual flyer, so this is just basically the website copied. They said they hadn't come out with a flyer yet.
Five. Pages 49. 58.
What would this do for a special districts association? This is, when is this conference at?
August 22nd to the 25th.
So we have time to discuss whether we're going to do this.
Yes, there's an early...
By July 22nd.
Yeah, by July 22nd would be the early bird registration.
But it says space is limited, it may sell out before that date.
Everybody wants to... How long is it?
22nd to the 25th, so I think it's the 4th.
Any more information on what classes are they going to be teaching? Water classes? What are we going to get, accreditations or certificates coming out of this? Like, who does it benefit?
The same people that was up course.
No, this is a different group. That's right. And like, who? It's not like where we went to Tahoe where it was like you could go get your math, your water math, and your physics math, and your. Yeah. I don't know what even type of classes they're going to be doing.
Probably go to the website and take a look at it.
Yeah.
We talk about it at the next meeting.
I think that would be the best thing
yeah.
to do.
Okay. I'll probably be in New York.
Okay.
I don't think this includes rooms over here. I think it says it's $139 for the room.
$139?
Yeah, if you wanted to stay.
I'm looking on the second page of it. It says hotel room reservation.
No, the whole thing is $975. That's without room.
Yeah.
And is that per person?
Yeah.
So we would be looking at $5,000.
We were going to go attend in Tahoe, they had that general manager course that I was like, oh, that'd be interesting to take.
Yeah.
See what they offer.
Are we CSDA members?
No, I don't think we are.
Okay. Number 30, breakout session.
I'll double check, but I don't think we're
topics. Over 30 of them, it says, huh?
So let's table this one.
Yeah.
We don't know which ones.
What? Yeah, before it was at 78.5. I turned it down. I don't know if it's cold to you or...
Hot.
Okay. I was hot too.
Okay. Next item. Rescind Resolution 01-2018 adopting the weapons and violence policy by the board.
This was something that happened while you were off the board.
Right.
But basically, we allowed Calvin to have a concealed carry.
Yeah, I was here. I voted.
So I just thought we might want to readdress that and see if we'd like to have. Was it only Calvin that had that right?
There was some question about government office.
Yeah.
But research had showed me that if you have a legitimate California issue, CCW, that you are allowed to. So it was kind of a new point. But I wanted to remove it. So, I need a motion whether we're going to maintain it or rescind.
I make a motion to rescind the weapons in
Resolution 0120.
Resolution 0120.
For all the employees?
For anybody who has
a board members also?
Basically, it's Spain.
I think if I understand it right, it says anyone who was a peace officer or retired peace officer with a CCW is allowed to carry a weapon on the premises. I think. But I'm just reading that one section. 1012, on page 57.
We need to table this and change it because we want to rescind, we want to amend it because the violence policy still those are already standard rules.
We amended it so that we added the required.
So let's just rescind it. We won't change it. Well, you made the motion.
I have a motion. Do
you have a second?
So, a motion to rescind Resolution 01-2018, adopting a weapons and violence policy, made by Director Wargo and second by Director Morris. Director Davis?
We're doing exactly what? We're getting rid of it?
Yes. So what are we getting rid of exactly?
Special privileges for
district employees.
You have,
yeah.
Does that include board members?
Well, it didn't include board members on here. In the original, it didn't include.
We're just going for everybody, whatever, huh?
It's just rescinding the special privilege for somebody who had a previous police officer experience.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go yes.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Next item, public comment. Are you still on the line? Hello? On the phone?
I think I heard someone leave earlier, but I don't know if they rejoined.
Next item is closed.
We have other public?
Hi. I'm public.
Are you public?
Do you have anything to say?
Did you fill out a card?
Am I supposed to? I can if you want me to.
You'd like to speak?
I don't need to speak. I'm just here to listen.
Okay. All right, we're going to need to go into closed session.
Point of privilege first.
Okay.
Dude, that was coming.
Yeah.
They were getting antsy back here.
Smokers in the house.
I think, as Rob would say, we're the suckers, right?
I worked in
the cigarette smoke.
Okay.
And it is, what time is it? 6:58.